prayers for happy rebirth. Thank you. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters, all the Tibetans that have been killed or have taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom, Maya Angelou, Connie Estes, Paul Foyle, Bob Perry, Oris Sopka, and Ashley Hawes in France, Steve Reese, Alan Smith, Biddy the Cat, Gellick the Fish, Lorelei the Cat, Tara Soha the Tree Mouse. Job Search, Roseanne Barona, Joy Gooch, Jim Kay, Ashlyn Kloss, James Lillig, Michelle Matich, Pooja, Greg Weaver, Sandy Wimbush. Prayers for Health and Well-Being, Kyalji Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Venerable Margaret McAndrew, Venerable Chöki Lamo, Venerable Losang Tsering. All those harmed by natural and man-made disasters, for the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Wayne Andrews, Lisa Baranski, Jim Barnes, Luce Barona, Narcisse Barona Sr., Roseanne Barona, Dimitri Diamandopoulos, Rita Dodrill, family of Paul Foyle, Diane Foreman and her son Brad Wolf, Dorothy Gilbert, Richard Griffiths, Steve Freeman and her daughter Lily, Mildred Gooch, Francis Hayashi, Leslie and Joan Inman, Kenny Jackson, Buddy, Helen Katsanoff, Nina Kowalski, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, Daniel Love and family, R.M., Judy Martin and Andrea Martin, Sean McGarity and family, Tom McGinnity, Brian Miller, Sarah Miller, Barbara Newell, Nivia, Dickie Lee Oldershaw, William Oliver, Nancy Osterhoff, Jay Pondia, Pierre Parenteau, family of Bob Perry's, Anna Papard and her many cousins throughout the Ukraine, Aunt Polly, Eileen Rubin and family, Dr. Albert Sons, Jeannie Shario, Rosemary Cease, Sarai, Shia, Roy Sorbit, Losam Tupton, Andre Zoltan Vass, Dion Washington, Pat Watts, Sandy Wimbush, Dorje and Kadro the Pigs, Karana the Chicken, Jersey the Dog, and Sasha the Dog. Okay, so I thought instead of doing the Tara praises, we could say Tara mantras and dedicate all merit and good karma collected for the good health and long life of Lama Zompa Rinpoche and His Holiness the Dalai Lama for all the wishes to be fulfilled swiftly so that Lord Buddha's teaching lasts long. All sentient beings generate genuine kind thoughts toward each other and quickly realize the thoughts of renunciation, bodhicitta, and correct view for this world to become a better and safer place to live. And if you like, you can give me your totals and I can send, I can give the totals to Sarah. Unless you want to, just put it to your personal one. Yeah, it's in Sarah's email. The one where she announced it?
Geshe-la, since we're not doing the Lam Rim, should we still do the Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga, or should we do seven-limb prayer?
Seven-limb prayer.
Seven-limb prayer? Okay. If you turn to the first base sheet in the white prayer book, let's do the first three prayers there. Seven-limb prayer, short mandala offering, and the request to turn the wheel of Dharma. Gosum gupe gonesha selo nyesham yi tu cheshi malumu tome ne sa di tu san chesha ke pa
Okay, so then you saw the other water, the mother, the other shouldn't have done the mother, the mother, the mother, Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, so today, benefit of going around the stupa, benefit, you know. So I want to explain. So, Rinpoche said Rinpoche is going to explain, but you know, didn't happen here. The center, then the retreat, Rinpoche says he's going to explain from there. Didn't happen there. Maybe it will happen sometime next year or maybe. So the stanza, we just recite the second stanza in mandala. Second one, requesting the true noble dharma. Okay, can you read in English? I just want to hear in English. How they say? In English.
O holy and perfect pure Lama, from the clouds of compassion that form in the skies of your Dharmakaya wisdom, please release a rain of vast and profound Dharma precisely in accordance with the needs of those to be trained.
Oh, that's pretty good translation. According to needs?
In accordance with the needs of those to be trained.
Oh. Is it rain? Oh. See, now there's a lot of benefit going on the stupa. Well, according to the needs. Needs?
Yes, the needs of those to be trained.
Oh, according to the needs of those to be trained. So that's another reason why this explanation of, you know, benefit of going around the stupa. So this is like requesting teachings. We are not just requesting, oh, teach me everything that you know. It's not like that, you know. Teach me according to my circumstance, my situations, you know. So then I think, not like, oh, teach me everything that you know. So probably head will go around clockwise, counterclockwise. So this is very important. Chidat Sambhya Dujya Zumala, according to need, that, you know, refers to circumstance. according to the circumstance, you know, the time, there are so many things, you know. So like most of you here have, you know, responsible for your families, you know, so there's so much you can do, but there's something that you can do, and you can do it well, you know. So what could go wrong going around the stupa? What could go wrong? Nothing will go wrong going around the strip and tuning the prayer wheel. What could go wrong? That's how you train. But benefit of that is like mind blowing. So there's a very reason why we built this, not here, not in somewhere in Tibet, just here. So hoping that, you know, just people just go around, you know. So, you know, complicated practice, you know. So the beginning, but there's not. Foundation is not built well. Then top of that, building something on that foundation is not built well. So then top of that, building something, you know. So there are so many things could go wrong. Not able to do them well. Not first of all, not having the foundation correctly there, and then second, not knowing the practice very well. You know. So then there are so many things. Why it could go wrong, because there's lack of, you know, like how I say, requirement. So then going around the stupa, turning the prayer, what could go wrong? Saying Om Mani Padme Hum, what could go wrong? So that's how we say Om Mani Padme Hum. There's a matter of compassion. That's how we say Om Mani Padme Hum. Nothing will go wrong there, no. So that's why, the reason I'm seeing this in Tibetan communities, no, Tibet is Buddhist country. So entire culture is very much rooted, deeply rooted in Buddhism. Means non-violence. Their community, they don't know much about the Buddha Dharma. They know what they do know, almost every single Tibetan people, even the, including the kids and the child, they do know how to say Om Mani Padme Hum. So then they say with the devotions, they say that, that's what they do. And when they do, so they do that happily, They do that happily, So they're happy to go around the stupa, happy to say Mani mantras, happy to say. So then, many of them probably recited like, that's my, retirement project for all my friends from Kadamba Center. When they retire, I give them project. I explain them wonderful projects, so whether they do or not is up to them. So I say, I give them something, something to count. So I say, it would be nice if you can say 1 million Mani mantra because you're retired. So, some of them took very seriously, so doing this mantra. So that's how you benefit.
The importance of a prayer wheel. I mean, how beneficial is it? Should I have one? Should my daughter have one?
So,
because
you know,
I know in Tibet they spin them.
Yeah, Tibetan, So Tibetan, almost a lot of them have prayer wheels, they turn. So a lot of benefit, So now the prayer wheel needs to be, I'm not sure, I need to check all the prayer wheel. So I'm not going to endorse the prayer wheel that we have here. So now some of them just made for tourists. So when you buy inside, when you open that magazine, the magazine you cannot read, it's all in Nepali. So there's no need to put mantras, So authentic prayer wheel. So it is good, to have. So then, even just going around, so then, the turning. So maybe someday I'll bring my prayer wheel here. So then I'll explain based on that. But, benefit is like amazing benefit. Okay. So I'll bring my prayer wheel. So then maybe, so that's all I'm going to say. So I'm not going to say much about prayer wheels that we have here. So I'm going to bring my prayer wheel and see. Okay? I now forgot what I'm trying to say. So in the Tibetan communities, many of them, says in the they recite Mani mantra like millions and millions of Mani mantra. So that really helps us to develop compassion. So easy to do. Doesn't require much time, easy to do, a lot of benefit. So when you read the benefit of that, so then you wonder why people don't say or Mani Padme mantra. So then you can encourage them, then whether they say or not, it's up to them, So if they say, so then, it's the person who is saying the mantra, they get benefit. So then I think it's good. So it's all about compassion. So anyway, I'll just read here. Benefit of going around the stupa. Okay, benefit of going around the stupa. Because that stupa that we built here, there's a lot of relics inside. It's not just empty, is it? That's like, that contains energy, if you think you're talking about energy, that contains energies there inside little relics, okay? So now, Kowa Chepe, Kowa means, going around, Kowa. So then going clockwise, turning clockwise, going around. or kowa chebe chebe pay means benefit, benefit of doing, you know, like certain ablations. So jabu saja la chizu chebe dole so. So if you look at one of those books, it'll be there. It'll be there, one of those books. Jabu saja la chizu chebe dos. One king probably requested. King requested, you know, so they called the Jabu Sajjal. Jabu is the king, Sajjal is the name. Jabu Sajjal. Then Buddha taught him for the benefit of going around the stupa. And with stanza, it's not like loose sentence, with stanza. So, Chisu Chepa means stanza, Chisu Chepa, Do, the sutra. Sutra has a. Sutra, there's no. Usually, most of sutra, they are like loose sentence, lines very long. So this is like all stanza. Stanza. Then, probably explaining to King Sajjal. Sajjal. Sushi tebe chunden nams. Kuzu pala. Kuzu tala. Kowa chaba tesno. Chime tala. Dachin. Dachin. Chime tala. Dachin nams. Sangbe nyecho. Yunden nade. Min nam. Suta. Kajin kubayi. Lame yunde. Namda kuzula, luji, namba chapa tedani, siba kuntu, jernam, shindu je shedam. Tene, this is Buddha's word. Shakyamuni, no, when I say Buddha, means historical Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha. Shakyamuni Buddha, not just Eladmi, Shakyamuni Buddha. Sushik, tebe, chujenam. Those who, With devotions, going around stupas, going around holy objects, you know, holy objects. at home, if you have Tara statue, you can put it there, you can go around, bring your pet around, you know, clockwise. Sushi, tebe, chudenams, teba, devotions. Someone who go around the stupa with devotions. Chete, stupa, kusu, statues, holy objects, talas, kovachapate, chimetela, dachinamji, sambu, nature, you never know this, huh? Chimetela, dachinamji, du, dachinamji, sambu, nature, you never know this, huh? Minam, suda, gashikubayas, huh? The benefit, you know, benefit that you, become the proper vessels for Buddha Dharma. Chimetala, Dachin Namji Du, Sambin Nurtures. Dachin Namji Du, Chimetala, Dachin Namji Du. This is the benefit, you know, benefit that is related to life after this. You know, not necessarily this life after this. Chimetala, Dachin Namji Du, Sambin Nurtures. In the end of the days, become proper vessel for Buddha Dharma, then, you know, you will possess a lot of inner qualities, the best of Buddha Dharma, or then, you know, inner quality means such a loving kindness, compassion, bodhicitta, all of that. Minnam sutta gashi kubayas. People who sees you, you know, so you create the karma to people to, I say, gashi kubayas, you know, like, you create the karma to like someone liking you, showing respect to you. Gashin kubayin, lame yundem, kus lame yundem namtas. So then, you know, a lot of qualities, you know, will be possessed. Kusula, lu kusula yundem namtas. Kusula, lu jen namba shepa, tetani, sibakundu, jernam, shindu je shetan she. Chudeyo kove, tiksu chibim dole she. Sharipu, sharashmu sharipu she. So there's, you know, like, there are more, so it's not, you know, so. Then, Shariputras, you know, there's like, when you see, not here, when you see Shakyamuni Buddha, the image, there's like two main disciples, you know. One is called Shariputra, you know. Ask question, raise the question to Shakyamuni Buddha, Shariputra. Sharapchimbu, Sharipu. tembalani shuwa shu tembalani shuwa shus chede ko wajiba number me chijurwas going round the stupa, going round the holy object, what will be the result? The Shariputra requested to Buddha. Then she drove Kawachimbu, Kawachimbu Jitensho, number in the Dala Song Song. So I said, then Shariputra, this is the title to the Shariputra Buddha. You know, like saying, like protectors and pure beings, please tell me, you know, tell me. Dala Songje. Dala Songje. Then Zobe Sanje Kangnicho, Tumba Pela, Katsabas, and said, you know, to the Buddha, Kangni, Kangba, food. Yeah, Kangba, not meal, food. Kangba Ni, to two food. Chok. No, Shakyamuni Buddha is like the superior beings within this, you know, beings who have two legs, Kangni Chok, because, you know, he himself is completely free from negative mind, that's why he's not supreme. Tembatala Kazawa, Chineko Wachabai, Yundeka Yichotan, yes, tell me briefly, you know, tell me something brief, benefit of going down the stupa. Oh, tell me. Chidinko Wachabai, Halu, Nujin Tizatan, Hami Nanga, Lam Hami, Ha, celestial being, Lu, I'm not sure how many of you believe in Naga? So, I'm not sure, maybe there's no Naga in America. as I mentioned before, 100 years ago, the animal that people know is very limited. Like 19th century, 18th century, 17th century, those times, animal they know is very limited. So now 21st century, animal that people we know is much more than people used to know because of technology, especially, you know, like under the oceans, you know, so many, So within the animal realms, there's many different types of animal realms, you know, many different types of animal realms. Some of them we don't correspond, we don't interact. You know, some of them, some people do interact, you know, majority of the people don't ever interact with them. So there's many, many different fishes there, out there. So you can't say they don't exist because I don't see them. That's not, logically, it's not correct. So Naga is one of them, Naga, Salu. So then some of them just base their eating smell. Smell? It's called smell eaters. Tisa, smell eaters. Neji, then about the, Tisa, Neji, just harmful spirit, whatever you call ghost. Humble spirit. I'm not sure in America people do believe in ghosts. They're not the ghosts they show in the movies. Not like that. Not that kind of ghost. You know, that's just for business. So, but 49 days. That's the maximum life span of Pardo in the middle state between death and birth. You know, so every being go through that in the middle state. Maximum lifespan is 49 days, but 7 weeks. So, generally speaking, the beings, they take rebirth, some form of rebirth, within 4 weeks. If not, you know, so they are 3 more weeks. So they're finished. Their lifespan of Pardo is finished. Every week go through small death, every week kind of dies and go through small death called Chichung. So then again, you know, comes life again. So like the every week, you know, so that's why every week you light candle, you know, not just one time. In Buddhism, it's not just one time you remember them, it's not like that. Every week, after when they pass away, whether your pet, your friends, family member, you kind of remember every week you light candles, you know, you do something, because, you know, they go through similar death. So then the fourth week is quite a big deal, why more likely they take some form of rebirth. If not, then 49 days also kind of importance, so then that's the last lifespan they have. Then if they don't take rebirth, so then, you know, like any form, like rebirth with a form, physical form, then they are there, so, you know, so then they live long time because they are not dependent on gross food, they don't have this, you know, physical body, a lot of, you know, they don't just die because of disease, they don't get disease, so, because they have no base for disease. So then, unfortunately, you know, lifespan is much, much longer than human. The lifespan is much, much longer than those who have bodies, you know, physical bodies. So then, so harmful species is one of them, okay? Halu, Niji, Tizata, Tizat, Tim means smell, Sam means eat, smell eaters, you know? So that's why, you know, you know, during this 49 days, what you eat, basically you eat smells. Smell? That's why in our tradition, Tibetan traditions, one of the family members take very seriously the responsible for making some kind of like offering every night, evening, you know. So you just like barley, like roasted barley flour mixed with, you know, like three white strands, like yogurt, milk, honey, or maybe sugar. the three whites, butter, yogurt, milk, then there's three sweet, sugar, honey, then there's, here you probably call brown sugar, you know, something like that. There's like calcium, there's like six substances, you know, you mix, then you mix something, then you burn them. So when my mom passed away, so my father makes sure every single day, the same time that he does that, you know, it takes very seriously, you know, so still thinking doing something good for her, you know, so his wife, it takes very seriously, like, no matter what comes, he, 6 o'clock, somewhere there, he's right there, doing that. You burn them, it creates something else. So, because between that, you know, it's kind of like confused, you know, everybody's kind of confused, you know. Something which is that they call smell eater. Sami means non-celestial beings. Sami, Sama is a demigod. Within our desire realms, you know, there is celestial realms. Within our desire realm, not the form realm, within our desire realms, there are celestial beings realms. It also exists in our realm too. Sami, kading, miyam, chiji. Then some of power, they just live in a space. No, they just live in the space. They don't really live on the ground. Some of them just hang out. Not happily hang out. I'm not sure, like, not like here hang out. No, not America we have hang out. Japan we have hang out. Some of them on the ground, some of them in the space, no, in the space. They don't really live on the ground in the space. Instead of them harming you, so what they do, they kind of like, you know, like, because of benefit of going around the stupa, you know, like that means all the obstacles, there's no obstacles. So some of them, unfortunately, created by those invisible beings, you know, so then instead of harming you, so then they end up, you know, I say they're respecting you, and like, Chobaji means like they, they show respect, no, they don't harm all of them, okay? Then, you know, in the future life, they will be often again human rebirth. even just one moment, even just 1 second, that means if you just run, you know, so not just going slow, you just run, you know. If you just run, you know, 1 second, if you can go around, even like that, you know, so create. So, you know, something is coming up, so you need to go, rush to house, just go run once, quick. Like that, you know, not just going slow, going around, two rounds, three rounds, even just running around, like fast as you can, running around. Then kids, you know, sometimes I see, they're playing, they're just chasing each other, kids. Wow, that's not like, they have no idea how much energy they're creating. You know? So that's like, nobody talks. Stupa doesn't talk. Stupa doesn't say what you do. You just go around. You get benefit, you know. So like, getting benefit without somebody saying something, talking, you know, so that's what I mean. Chidem kowa chepani. Chidem kowa chepani. Mikum jena pungwa chirso. Kichik tam padriya. Chidem kowa chepani. Just going around so fast, just going around one round. Then going slowly, slowly with some kind of mindfulness. Can you imagine that? Just going so fast. So there are many, many places, because of the circumstance. It's impossible to think about Dharma. It's impossible to think about Dharma. Even though you are a human being, but there are many, many places. It's impossible to talk about Dharma. Impossible. Mikomba means completely, there's no time to think about Dharma. There's no time to think about Dharma. So then you will be protected to be born in those kind of places, just going around the stupa. So that includes some countries, they have war all the time. So some countries, you know, there's not enough to eat. How you can sing Dharma? It's very difficult. You know, so even though you're born as a human being, but you know, some place on our earth, you know, there's like simple, there's so much difficulty, you know, so like hard to think about Dharma. Does not mean you don't like Dharma, because in the circumstance, you know, it's very difficult. Mikom jena poma, just you'll be protected from being born in those places, just going around the stupa. Chudin kowa chabani, chendang, chenshing, lojidens, chendang chenshing. Then going around the stupa, this also helps you to be born mindful. Chendang chenshing, mindful. To remember benefit of going around. Kado deshi dhamma tans. Samjet ni chupan jus. Kado deshi dhamma tans. So it's kind of like not all the good looking skin color. We talk about the skin color and people. And do all kinds of things for the skin color to look. Some didn't like dark. Some of them don't like dark. Spend so much money trying to be white. And some of them, they don't know, like don't like white because they lay in the on the sun. So they turn into dark. And also anyway, because I'm not sure like how you define good looking skin. I'm not sure. Everybody have a different idea. In Asia, good-looking skin. Pandiji, good-looking skin. In Asia, good-looking skin is white. Right? White. And here in America? Not sure. Tan, you know. People, you know, this is all crazy. It's all like, that's not absolute, you know, absolute. Good-looking skin. So the people there pay so much money just to try to be light skin. So much money has been made. Here, so much money has been spent or made to become what? Ten. Hado Denshin Zambatans. So there's another result, you know, so to become, to get, you know, good looking skin, you know. I'm not sure how important this for you, but that's the one of the benefit, you know, with the chobra juice. Maybe we have to save some money just going around the stupa. Instead of, you know, spending so much money. Chideko wa chobra nisa, hadang, tishi, minnam jis. Seri wa tiyatos. Longevity. The long life, minamji, So it's kind of interesting, a little bit interesting, you know, like Tibetan, we don't exercise. Tibetan people, we don't exercise, you know. So when it comes down to health, we are bottom of the list. So they do Dharma practice, but you know, when it comes down, so in my hometown, people go to the wood, go to the mountains, for purpose, for work. Go get a firewood, you know, maybe to look after animals. If you just go, then people think you are crazy, you know, so that's all you think. So, people don't just go there, you know, just go for work, you know. So, when my father came to this country, I invited him here, so, no, he used to, he's kind of skinny, you know, slim, but he walks like carrying like 100 pounds in his back. No, he carrying like firewood that probably weighs like 90 pounds, like something like that. You know, most of the people there, when you look at their head, they'll be like this, you know, because since they were young, 14, 16, they've been carrying that, you know, their head, the skull, you can see the small alley, because they know the piece of rope, so they carry, you know, like everything they carry, the firewood from the deep in the jungle. So when you come here, so then I, you know, he has his own idea about health. I have my own idea of health because being here last 15 years, I think, you know, what kind of things that people should do to become healthy. So I say I bring him to lake, you know, and goes there, and he's not very interested. You know. So next time I say, let's go to walk. And he said, where? I say, lake. And he said, which lake? So he said, one day we went, said, I'm not going. I already went there, so why I go again? So he don't want to go there again, so he said, I've already been there, why? And he said, if this is a holy, if this is pilgrimage site, I'll go. If this is pilgrimage site, I'll go again. So the other one said, I don't want to go. Each time when he asked him to go somewhere, he's asking me, what's the purpose? So he has to have purpose to go there, you know, he don't just go, or to make some money, or to, that's what he does, you know, that go there to get something, you know, not just go there. So this is not part of the story, this is not part of the benefit of going on the super. It's very interesting, you know, like, in my hometown, people don't shower, you know, every day, so they shower once a year, you know, so in New Year Eve, everybody showers, that's pretty much it. But the weather is so cold, you know, so there's no, people don't smell. So then when he come here, so I asked him to do showers. But he only takes showers noon. It has to be noon or close to noon. That's why he takes showers. The weather has to be sunny. After he takes shower, he go outside and he does all the nails, you know, in his clean. So there's no, this has been doing. So I say, you don't need to wait, you know, there's hot water all the time. You can't change his mind, you know, so he takes showers in noon, then he go out, then he sit in the sun, then whatever he does, you know, to clean his nail. And he likes to drink beer. So I say, you can drink beer. Whenever you take shower, you can drink beer. So he will sacrifice beer. He will sacrifice beer not to take shower. Then my brother and my sister, they're saying, see, I'm not fish. Why I take shower every day? I'm not fish. No, I don't. So then he's so not easy. So anyway, so sometimes, you know, I'll push our idea, and sometimes push our idea somewhere else in their mind. Sometimes, you know. So we are doing good, but the person is not interested at all. So then eventually, then I just back up, say, let him do whatever he wants to do. So then, like longevity, no. See, you don't need to worry about, oh, what kind of long life prayer I can do. Just go around the stupa, you know? Just go around the stupa. That's what Buddha says. It will, you know, have no positive impact on your longevity. So here, longevity is not miserable longevity. There's a happy longevity, not just miserable, not just long life. You know, So, if somebody attached to fame, you know, that's another result, you know, benefit of, you know, not necessarily in this life, could happen, but maybe, you know, next life, you know, become famous. Chudeng kowa chabani, zambu lingdu, riji chok. So then here, you know, so not in America, you know, this very developed country, people are very educated, but undeveloped country, there's a lot of problem with the caste system. It still exists, you know, so it causes a lot of problems. So they're saying, you know, even just going around the stupa will prevent to be born in lower caste. So it's getting better now, right, in Nepal and India, but the people are more educated, you know, their minds are opening up. But still some remote area, same, you know, not much progress. Kind of funny things, you know, like even though you ask them to eat together, they will not eat. They will not eat together. That has been run, this whole thing, by generation to generations. So it's just changing, you know. So asking them to come, join, eat together. We are the same human being, but still they feel very uncomfortable. Very uncomfortable, you know. So there's no... So some part of Nepal, the more side of Nepal, try to change their mindset, but it's very difficult. Chudeng kowa chabani, zambul riji chos, then the higher caste. Chori yungsu thapa. Chori yungsu thapa. So that pure caste. Lo denti ni chabani juje. Chudeng kowa chabani, so... Kashin taja sawata, kashin taja sawata. Dodubata, kebata. So there's many, so now there's a lot of them. How much you want to hear? Huh? Tene? There's one, finish one there, no? Then another one begin. Chudeko wachabani, kashin taja sawata, kashin taja sawata. Dodubata, kebata, dewan neba toba juice. This, now here, summarize, you know, it contributes to your own happiness. It contributes to your own happiness. Good looking, all of that, you know, becoming like smart, good looking, then like contribute to your happiness. That's one sentence. Then another, Chudeko Vachapani, Chukji, Noya Mawatas. So, even just going around, you know, even just going here, chukjin noya mawatans, you know. Chukpo means rich. Chukpo. Nor means possession, possessions. Mawa means many, not many. Tene? The result, the second is here, Chudeko Vachabani Chuchi Noya Mawatas, really, you know, generate wealth, not just one or two, many, becoming rich. This is all the result. So see, So I think it's okay, you know, if that kind of mindset, if someone go around stupa, no, I think there's no problem because there's a result. No, there's a result. Thinking about the result of the benefit, the result means benefit. Thinking of a benefit with that mindset going around the stupa, I think, you know, get the same benefit because this all this clearly said there's a result. Chukji noya mada, sena meji, tombretans. You know, some people, they have a lot of wealth, but they are so tight. Tight? You are not going to be like that as wealth, wealthy with clinking on your wealth, you know, like very tight, you know, don't want to share, you know, to no matter how poor you are suffering, you don't want to lose, you know, like not like that, not like that kind of mindset. You have no, like, problem with the stinginess, and you become very generous, you know. Wealth, but very generous. Jimbata la gawajus. You naturally like to give. Naturally like to keep. Jimbata la gawajus. Also, there's another setup, you know, the benefit of going on the strip, okay? Chukji noya mawatans, no? Chandamiji, tumbe na jimbata la gawajus. Chidin kowa chebani yido onji tana duks. Some people just seeing them, you know, so it's just as a. We can talk about within human beings. We interact with a lot of human beings. You know, some of them, I mean, like with normal mind, if you already, through practice, if you already change your perceptions about other beings, so that's a different case. This is a generally speaking how people see each other, how we see each other. You know, some people are just looking at, just seeing them, kind of, you know, very peaceful, very, like, you know, likable, naturally likable. That's one of the results, you know. You don't want to stand up, you know, just, so, that's generally speaking. Shariputra, I think is very, like, as a very good, physically very good looking, you know. So, long time ago, the monks, they go to beg food from door to door. So they are carrying this one, kind of like walking stick, but it has some, like, rings. It makes some noise. Called kasi, you know. When you shake, it's like, kind of like, make kind of noise, nice noise. But it has a lot of, every shape has meanings. Every shape has meaning. So you go there, you know, so then outside the door, then you shake. That's how, there's no doorbell. There's no doorbell to ring. That's how you shake. So then when they hear, they come down. You know, sometimes, sometimes the people sit there a long time, you know, shake, then nobody comes, they shake again, you know. Especially if you're very hungry. So, Sometimes when Sariputra, begging door to door, sometimes people get very upset, you know, so they come out with angry mind. When they see Shariputra, the anger just diminish. Because he's so, you know, peaceful looking, or just, the anger just like diminish right there, you know, so just seeing him. So there are people like that. You don't want to stand at Dosatana Gawatas. Just happy to see, you know. Dosatana Gawatas, Longje, Jaje, Tapajus. So there's one sect of, I think, the benefit. Now there's so much benefit. Chudin kowa chabani, duje tongba tonne chan, so, teni chola momin jus. So then this is another benefit, no, duje tongba tonne chan. Another benefit, this is a little more related to Dharma teachings. Duje tongba tonne chan. Duje, this is all the phenomena, all the existing things, you know. So, not just seeing one truth, not just seeing conventional truth, but seeing also ultimate truth too. It's just seeing both truth, not simultaneously, then you have to be enlightened, but you are seeing truth sequentially. Not just seeing conventional truth, no. the problem, just seeing conventional truth, then so many stories been created, superimposed, like project, you know, project something's not there, you project, you know, superimposed, then you know, labels, judge, you know, that. That's the problem, you know, just seeing conventional truth, not actually seeing ultimate truth. When you see ultimate truth, then it's like almost like illusions. You know, it's like there's nothing to create, there's nothing to create, nothing to judge, nothing to create, you know, nothing to level, nothing to superimpose. It's just like illusions. So the emptiness is like pure sky. Pure sky. When you are meditating on emptiness, it's like that, you know, pure sky, you know, just think, that's all the mind is thinking, just pure, exactly like pure sky, crystal clear sky. When you come out of that, then of course you see, you know, things, because otherwise you can't cook. If you don't see pot, there's no way you can cook. If you don't see glass, you can drink water. So then you drink, then you do all of that. But it's not like before, you know, it's like, it's not tight, it's everything's like loosened. You know, like jumat everything, so mindful that you gain, meditating on emptiness, the mindfulness you gain that allows you to see everything like illusions, means nothing to be uptight. So change. does not mean not enjoy, but enjoy with that kind of mindset. Mindset is much healthier than enjoying with something, you know, like not knowing that hallucinated, much more fun to enjoy seeing them as illusion rather than seeing them something solid can change, you know. So then all the happiness is dependent on that, you know? So then when something happened to that, you know, so then all the happiness disappears. So then once you coming out of meditation on emptiness, then it's not like that. If something changed, it's okay. You know, right from the beginning, that you are seeing something like illusions. So don't think that I'm doing this. I'm just saying it. I'm just saying. Somebody has to say it. So it does not mean that I'm actually doing it. It's not nearly close. Not close. Even not close. Not close, no. But that same like you trying, I'm trying, no same, no difference. So, as I mentioned before, like kids, you know, they see, but they just look, you know, they just look, and you know, they don't create a story, they don't label, they don't judge, they just see as it is, but they don't see as illusions. Maybe hard to say. Maybe babies, I don't know how they see. Maybe that's exactly what they're seeing as illusions. They just laugh. They just laugh for everything, you know. It's like they have no enemies. And they just laugh. They want to see, you know. So, no fear, no stress. That's exactly how we used to see things. Then we become very sophisticated, very educated, become very serious. Then, you know, everything becomes serious. Everything is a serious thing, you know. There's no illusions. It's not any more fun. Everything's very serious. Everything's very serious. Oh, this is serious prayer will. This is not like illusion. This is serious prayer will. If anybody touch this, I will then. You know, if anybody touch this prayer will, then I will say something. This is mine. This belongs to me. This is mine. So then everything's tight. Everything's tight. So, that's what happens after, you know, meeting one emptiness. Then you don't judge, you don't create stories, you don't, you know, you don't superimpose, which is just see as it is. Not just that, then seeing beyond, not beyond. You want to say something?
Can you hear me? No. that you spoke about conventional truth earlier, and that's one of the things that we're going over in attendance. So, so conventional truth, when it's apprehended by the mind, the mind is canceled out when it's broken up into parts, or broken up into its individual parts. So, for example, the pot of water. So the conventional truth is that the mind that actually or the awareness that becomes aware of the broken pot is actually canceled. Is that some of the definition? I just wonder if we can go over that a little bit.
Oh yeah, that definition of conventional truth. You know, that's like in the Vedic systems.
Mm-hmm.
No, because there's four systems.
Yeah, yeah.
Each system, they have no different definition how they define conventional truth.
Mm-hmm.
So their definition is like the minimum. Like the person first, when they start to understand conventional truth, that's what they understand. That's how they understand. Then they get to subtler and subtler and subtler.
Mm-hmm.
Make sense?
Yeah.
So that's very like really like gross.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Not disgusting gross, but gross. A very obvious one, you know. So like, if you break this, then your mind can apprehend, private is gone. No?
Mm-hmm.
So that, for them, it's like that's the definition of conventional truth. But when you move to next systems, then it get more subtle.
Okay.
More subtle, you know. You understand? Is absolute, just for your perceptions. Generally speaking, it's illusions. But for your mind, it's very vivid, very real. It's real just for your perceptions, that's all. But generally speaking, it's not that real. Otherwise, everybody has to see the same thing that you see. So that's clearly sure. That's conventional. It's truth through your perception. Generally speaking, it's not truth. It's conventional truth, you know. It's conventional. Make sense? Yeah, we can talk more in the Friday class, okay? So the going like around the stupa is will help you to see the ultimate truth of all the existing phenomena. Then there will be no confusion, no more confusions. Whether it's like related to the person, the object, there will be no more confusions because mind is very clear. Just then, so much, you know, joy will be generated just having this kind of mindset. Then it's power, there's real power, you know. Real power, that's like controlling your perception, there's real power, you know, it's not, it's like more powerful than nuclear bombs, I think, you know, changing of perception. So, then we have to do things happily. Happily. So, there's in the last couple of Sundays, I've been very much emphasizing that, you know. If Dharma makes your life miserable, I hope not, the practice, daily practice, you know, there's something wrong. Not the Dharma itself, there's something wrong the way we do. So Dharma is there to free your stress. You know? Not just do, happy to do. Even just saying, oh, mani pime, happy to say. No, how the Ranjin Tenyo Rav Roshi Chanju Simne Chava says, generating bodhicitta, not because simply Shakyamuni Buddha says, oh, this is very nice thing to do. For what? Benefit. That's all. Benefit yourself, benefit other same thing. That's why Rang Shen Tuni Rabbi Rang self. Shen other. Tuni means something that you wish. In this case happiness. Rabbi quickly accomplish that. Quickly accomplish your own needs, need of other same things. That's why you generate bodhicitta. So that's very interesting, no? So if you recognize that, whatever I'm doing is like benefiting, you know, so doing some favor for myself. So, when you buy gifts to yourself, when you give, I'll buy happily. Usually, right? Because you are buying something, you know, you're getting something. So, So maybe that's a minimum example. I'm not sure. Like the cooking nice meal, probably. So I'm not sure how many times people cook happily. Sometimes people do, right? Sometimes you become kind of excited, you know? So when I first came to this country, people asked me, so sometimes I cook Tibetan food. And after they when they finish their meals, so, you know, it's very sincere, very genuine questions. Gita, do you like to cook? I said, well, what do you say? Nobody likes to cook. No, over there, it's their job. It's like, nobody likes to cook. So then I realized, no, slowly, it takes a long time. Slowly, there's not something that you do every single day. You know, over there, there's something that you have to do every single day. No, it's not like you, it's like kind of like fun to do. No, it's like you have to do, otherwise you go hungry. There's no, in my hometown, there's no restaurant at all. So you have to cook. So, and see, you know, it's quite interesting. So, since all these good things, people like to cook, so I'm not sure. So then, anyway. So that's probably one question that those people will not understand. You can ask, but they are not going to understand. So, that's something they do every day, you know, so therefore wishing, hoping that they don't have to cook. So anyway, so, so why just talking about food? See, you know, just knowing that, you know, Rajin Tanya Rabrushi, you are saying the word from your mouth, Rajin Rabrushi, not really happily, you know, like with a lot of stress, you know. No point at all, no point. Just a waste of time, no point. Happy to do. Happy to say, happy to go around, happy for doing something good for me. Not just this life, many more lives in the future. If you're worried, you are doing something good for many more lives in the future. That's quite amazing, you know, you're doing something, you're helping yourself. You know? So then doing it happily, you know, so that's called joyful effort. So we do things, so a lot of things, you know, every day. You do, I do every day, you know, all the birds in my backyard, they do. You know, they bring water, they fly up, they then come back, eat, you know, then they're just digging the ground, then they're chasing each other, there's something they're fighting, they're all doing all kinds of things. So we do the same things. And out of that, how many of them we do happily? So that's the one subject I would like to talk next Sunday, to happy to clean. From a Buddhist point of view, to happy to clean, you know. So, I think, you know, this is very important, all my friends here, you know, for myself, to learn how to do things happily, you know, particularly in prayers, you know, happy to say. Then begin with happy mind. While you're doing it, you're happy. When you finish, then when you say dedicate, then it's happy, you know, happy to know. Then dedicate, that's like another kind of happiness, happy to do things. So, so the reason I'm saying that Tsundu is a joyful effort. Stop down the real power, then joyful effort will follow, just going round the stupa. Oh. Then, you know, some hardship, you know, sitting there, some hardship, there will be hardship, you know. So, then no negative impact in your mind at all, no negative impact, because you are happy, you know, you are happy, you are doing this happily. You know, so someone can hear there, you know, so, and that does not matter, you know, so like, Mila Rebba, he built this, you know, 9-story building, how many times? Number of times. He's doing it happily. Not like miserably. If you're doing miserably, you won't last there even one day. He's thinking, you know, he's doing something good for him, you know, happy to do. So, then, happy to sit, putting Button lamp, big one which lasts not just 1 hour, many, many hours. Mila Rebba, put button lamp here. Happy to sit. Button lamp all the way, burned down, all the way down, still doesn't move. Just happy. Well, begin with the happiness, and the process is, you know, happening with the happiness, and end with happiness. So then you see, you, the human being can do something like that. Something they can sit, you know. Okay, oh yeah. Because there's so much joy in the mind. There's so much joy in mind. Joy, is this the right word to use? Joy? No, happy. Happy. No. Then you see the benefit, okay? So, not just do, happy to do. Not just do. Shouldn't they, sure? Oh, yeah, shouldn't go watch a bunny. Tamse. So now I'm going to read, not going to explain every one of them, you know, so then the important ones, okay? Shouldn't go tamse, chasing, to watch it. Shouldn't they, to that day. Rikchang, Sangha, Rikchang, Sangha, Denver Juice. I think that's why the Rinpoche want to explain. It's not that difficult to go around the stupa. It's not that difficult, you know. If Rinpoche say, okay, I'm going to explain the benefit of sitting there 5 hours a day. The Rinpoche didn't say that. So, no, it's not like that. Going around the stupa. Going around the stupa. So that's, I think that's why Rinpoche wants to help us, you know, to motivate us to go around the stupa. That's why Rinpoche wants to explain the benefit of going around the stupa. It's not that, you know, difficult. No? That's why exactly, you know, after the mandala, second stanza of mandala, teach me, requesting truly the will of Dharma. You are not asking, or teach me everything that you know. You are asking, teach me something that suits my mind. So that, you know, has a sweet well to my circumstance. Not teach me everything that you know. It's not, that's not how you, the request to the will of Dharma has been done. According to Lama Tsongkhapa teachings, you are asking the person to Lama, your Lama to teach. There's something that suits your mind, you know, suits your mind. Not like, teach me what is the best. Lama could explain, but you can't get your head around. And then how you do the practice, you know, as I mentioned, you know. So never ever think, oh, money matters, so easy to say, oh, I need something more complicated. So, you know, easy to say, so there's a lot of benefit, you know, that's why I'm encouraging people to do. Only couple of minutes left, so if you are interested to hear more, so then I'll find them here. Maybe I'm hoping that to translate, you know, there's like making flower offering, making incense offering, all of this benefit, a lot of benefit there. So, If some of you are there, out there, worrying about next life, so then, you know, that there's not bad things to worry about next life, you know, if you're worrying about. So then, needs to do something, other than not just stay with the worry, you know. That doesn't do any good. If you're worried, so they say, Dinne, Pune, Torintos, going around the stupa, the minute you live this life, you'll go to, you know, like higher rebirth, Tori, higher rebirth. Okay? That's how it creates a cause, you know? Not just simple wish. Sanjay Telangkawata, then when you're born, naturally you kind of like teachings. Nanjo Denshin, Juntu Ches. Then you know, the practice doesn't become very hard for you. Then you know, the Juntu Denshin, Juntu Ches. Juntu, I'm not sure how you say here. Miracle. Do you believe in miracle? Miracle, Juntu. So you remember one of the French women, I think, wrote a book long time ago. She was in Tibet, but I'm going into Tibet. I don't remember. Anybody remember? There's one book. Lama that, you know, she met. I went that place in like one night from Delhi, you know, on the mountains. There's Lama that she met there. So anyway, she witnessed a couple of strange things in Tibet, and also like seeing monks, you know, look down. She's walking, probably walking, you know, sort of look down. There's way below there, you know, a couple of monks, you know, coming. When she turns back, they're there. They're way above her. Look, there's no number there. Something like that. So then, I didn't read the books, but you know, somebody told me that she see, you know, like the monks or nuns or there, you know, going one mountain after the mountain by flying. That's not French, you know, it's not Tibetan, that's Westerner who said that. So, long, many, many years ago, and this is before 1959, very few Westerners can get into Tibet, you know, she's one of them. It was Zhichu. So then, other benefits, you know, like liking practice is not becoming very hard. So maybe, you know, like the possess, you know, maker powers. She didn't go watch Chabani. Are you Tani Pinaja? President Pinaja? Tini me, you know, yes. So, celestial realm, you know, is not like something that, you know, from the Buddhist point of view, that's not something that you wish to be born there. Because when you're born there, as there one morning is like 50 years. There one morning is 50 years of human life. For them, it's just one morning. One day, 100 years. For them, just one day. For us, it's 100 days. 100 days, 100 years, 50 years. So that's just one of the celestial realms, you know, one of them. So then, they live long time. So then, you know, pretty much, you know, so when they die, so, you know, because there's no saving left. There's no saving left in their bank account. That's all they use. So then, rarely, you know, rarely, some of them do born as a human being. So then, just going around the stupa, even though you're being born in such realms, of next rebirth will be human. Okay, me not here. Mumbai meba, not to choose. So, the way we enter into the inner, when we are in the intermittent state looking for birth? So, not you get those. So, this whole set of teaching about part of being in the mystery state being. So pretty much, you know, with confusions, that's how we take rebirth. But, you know, you will be free from that confusions.
No shoot 200. She didn't want to be present. You have a mom, please. Tell us, she never endured. She said, now time is over, so I will stop. So, I wish you could read Tibetan, so then I'm not just that you can read all of them. Or maybe there's like something that they can read from that.
There is a PDF of a pamphlet that Rinpoche recently translated on Padmasambhava's instructions on offerings, the benefit of offerings to stupas, and it only mentions circumambulation really briefly, but it talks about even just walking towards a stupa or just dusting off a stupa and all of the exact benefit you would get from each of those actions. So it's really quite inspiring, and it's quite long of all the different benefits in relation to offerings to the stupa.
I will just jump on the circumambulating. So this all, before that, you know, this all of that, that's what she said right now. So before that, I just jump. I want to, because, you know, okay, one thing I forgot, you know, Tibetan, as I said, when it comes down to health, we are at the bottom. So there's no exercise. So now, Tibetan people do go around stupa, not just one. Every day, many times. So, from the scientific point of view, it makes sense, you know. It makes sense. Stupa is not like this one, it's a small one, you know. Stupa is like, most of them are huge.
You can imagine going hunting around, especially in Sagadawa. Wake up early morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, they have number in their mind, that's how many they are going to do. So in Nepal, Sagadawa, just forget it. You know? So if you go there 6 o'clock, you can just go like, take your baby step. You can ask them, that's all you can do. Like, even not 1 mile per hour. So you know, sometimes in the park, they say 10 miles per hour, the park. I'm not sure, like, but you know, like, there, so in the Sagadawa, it's packed, it's like packed. So there's a lot of people, you know, so they, bottom of the stupa, this huge stupa in Nepal, in Kathmandu, was built by one woman. It's hard to believe, you know, so like, the woman who makes her living by selling firewood built that stupa. So now see, every single day, all kinds of people. Young, old, Asian, all kinds of people, Westerner, Tibetan, Bhutanese, all of them, you know, like a lot of American, you know, young American, they are studying Tibetan, so a lot of them from all part of the state, you know, so still there, so going around, you know, like, so, and somehow, I'm not sure, like, otherwise, they must be feeling something, otherwise, why they go around? You know, so there's nobody, you know. Giving like here, you know, once a while, the store has sales, then people came out of the store. They came in out of the store. We are going to get something. It's not like there, then you are not going to get anything. Nobody's giving anything free, but you go around. It's been like done like that, you know, generation by generation, not just, you know, one time. So, anyway, so I want you to take this advantage, you know, going out of the store. So, some kind of experience could happen that you can explain. Something could happen that you can explain. You know? And there's many stories, you know, many stories like that. One mother, you know, like the Mount Kailash, like 32-mile loop, 32 miles, one round, 32 miles. Height probably like 70,000 feet, or I'm not sure, like 18,000 feet. A lot of people from Tibet every year make effort to go there and go around. So one mother is known, here you have all kind of fancy things to carry a baby, but there, you know, you just wrap them, you're behind, carry. There's no safety things. One mother came from Tibet, it's in Tibet, going on stupa. Nowadays, I think their legs not there. So anyway, then, you know, going around, she got thirsty. She started drinking, all of a sudden the baby fall. Unfortunately, that the leg probably died. Then there's grief, you know, that she's going to grieve. Then she decided to go around stupa, you know, I think like 32 times, something like that. Something happened just, something really, that all the grief and that, like, something happened, or like, kind of like, maybe so, some kind of, all of a sudden something opens up in the space, like, looks like a door or something like that. I followed that, you know, so then something incredible happened. So then, since then, the people try to go 32 loops. Every year they come, you know, they go 32 mile loops, like 32 or something. Something like that. So then that, people carry that kind of traditions in Kathmandu, even though it's not 32-mile loop. There's like, reaches like 1 mile or less than a mile. Less than a mile. So every, especially the Sagadawa, people try to go 32, you know, the minimum they try to go there 32 times. So just shift, okay, just shift. So anyway, so we all have stupa here, so then please take advantage, you know, so easy. Easy way to create marriage, you know, there's so much benefit, you know, easy way to create marriage. You know, as I mentioned, you just go like, you just fly around like, 1 second, you get benefit. See, that you get benefit. And people who build this tour, they get benefit. People who participate in rolling mantras, all of them get benefit. That's called collective positive energy that you're creating, you know. So then, you know, that's how, you know, that's why they, you know, build this, you know, holy object. So please,
take advantage, you know. So, and as I mentioned, bring your pets, you know, kids, you know. So even though just they're chasing around, playing around, that's okay, you know. The pig chased by a dog going around the street, but if they create a huge amount of merit, the running out of life, running fear out of life. So they're just playing around. So I think as long as they go around, so I think it's good. You know, that's how you benefit. Okay? So with that, now I'll stop. So now 10 more minutes, you know. So then next Wednesday, probably start Lamrim. Okay, Lamrim. So, and please know, as I this is not the first time I request people to reach the benefit of going around the stupa. I think many, many times I requested, many, many times I requested. Yeah, so then with that I'll stop. So, no discussion, right? So maybe we say some dedication here, please.
Yeah, first pink sheet and then white prayer. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merit. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with the mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be free. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as faith remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the mysteries of the world. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all-powerful Chenrin, Tenzin Gyatso. Please remain until samsara ends. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatara, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You will pull the subduer's moral way, serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Majjhanas Victorious Doctrine, the masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and others, your disciples. Please, please live. Om tare tu tare tu re soha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re soha.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.